Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. Glory be to God. And today is the first Monday, so our speaker, of course, is our own Apostle Leonard Emmons from Living Way Christian Center. And I give a shout out to everyone that has called out over the phone lines and everyone that's on the Internet. Apostle, are you on the line?
Well, praise God. Thank you. Bless God. Bless God for you, Evangelist. How are you doing? Great to hear your voice.
I'm well, Pastor. Great to hear your voice. Also, I'm looking forward to eating from your table tonight. Glory to God. I yield to you.
All right. We bless God again for Kingdom Builders, for Kingdom Daughters. Praise God for Minister Prophetess Teresa. And for her husband, Quentin, we praise God for all of you this evening, for all of the partners and of Kingdom Builders International. Again, I do appreciate the opportunity to share with you through this ministry, this international ministry. We bless God for all of you tonight. We are so grateful to God for the privilege even to spend this time with you. We praise God also for Evangelist Dana Hannah and for the witness for Jesus that she has been sharing. We pray her strength and her increase in the Lord as well. All of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. Father, we are so grateful to you for being so gracious and kind to us. We do thank you, Father, for your hand of mercy that is upon us even this evening. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to bear witness of your word, Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are so honored that you have set in place this vehicle and this privilege through this internet broadcast. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we subject ourselves afresh. We yield our hearts. We yield and subject our minds, our souls, our spirits afresh, our bodies, our temples, Lord God, afresh to you. Holy Spirit, we are so desperately needing you to even to use us tonight. We ask, O God, and we pray the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. We ask, O God, and we pray that the powers of heaven would be released through this broadcast tonight. We pray, Father, that the angelic hosts would be engaged and that the angelic hosts would be deployed on behalf of this broadcast. And that, Father, that the powers of heaven, that the glory of God would be manifested and released tonight. Spirit of God, have thine own way. Holy Spirit, be released. Lord, cause the glory of God to be manifested. Lord, by your Spirit, raise up a standard against any initiative of darkness that's represented, Lord God, even in this broadcast, even with those under the sound of my voice. And Father, we, Lord God, we give you glory and praise right now for the manifestations. We give you glory and praise for the demonstrations and operations of God, even through this broadcast tonight. In Jesus' name, Jesus be magnified in this. Be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Again, we're so grateful to God for all of you tonight. And for those of you under the sound of my voice, we bless God. Hallelujah. We'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. That's the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to look at, in particular, and of course, those of you that have been a part of this before, you know, we're going to do what we can to, you know, go here and there as we're led by the Holy Spirit to emphasize a certain scripture. But we want you to look at verse 44. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Tonight, our discussion tonight centers on, have you wasted it all yet? Have you wasted it all yet? You know, when we read this scripture, and of course, if you read the whole 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has so many different parables that are outlined here by the writer Matthew. You know, you got the parable of the sower, sowing the word. You got the explanation for that. You got the parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed into his field. You got the parable of the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed. In verse 33 it says, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. All kinds of parables, and you know these parables are representative of some wonderful revelation. You know, Jesus used earthly stories to communicate some heavenly reality. And we're supposed, in fact, the Bible says that we now, as children of God, we are beneficiaries of knowing the truth and knowing the reality and the revelation. Revelation is our portion as children of God. And when you look at this parable here, verse 44, in the King James Version, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. Now, he says the kingdom of heaven. So automatically, we ought to be comparing, doing some comparison of the kingdom of the earth versus the kingdom of heaven. And when you start to do that, of course, we really have to allow our minds and our hearts to think, of course, outside of the box. And, of course, this whole chapter, the 13th chapter of Matthew, it demands that we think outside of the box, the kingdom of heaven. Of course, the kingdom of heaven is another realm. It's another dimension. It's supernatural. It is this realm of glory. And Jesus wants us to think about it, meditate about it, dwell on it. We are to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, develop significant value about the kingdom of heaven. Remember now, as a believer, you and I are part, we are a part of the kingdom of heaven. It is a part of what we are, who we are, as born again people, as children of the Most High God. And I pose the question, have you wasted it all yet? Here Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. It's really unfortunate that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ internationally, because of the God of this world and the lust, have yielded, that some of us in the body of Christ have yielded to the world system of how we value things. Now, you got to understand, as children of God, our value system comes from God. It's not derived, and it shouldn't be based upon what the world is. Our value system should be based upon the Lord and, of course, the Word of God. And here, when it says treasure, it says the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. I just hope that you allow the Holy Spirit to help us in this broadcast. The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. It's sad when we're more influenced by the Powerball. You know, last weekend in this region, it was up to about $300+ million. And unfortunately, there are many Christians, people that call upon the name of the Lord, that went out and bought lottery tickets. And you probably say, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with going and spending a dollar, whatever they call it. I don't know. I've never played. But the world system has captivated even us as believers here and there. And yet when you know, and of course the Christians who do play, who buy the lottery tickets, they'll tell you, well, you know, you never know. I just might win. Well, first of all, my brother, first of all, my sister, if that's you tonight, if that's you, listen to this broadcast. If you're hearing me and listen, please understand, you need to stop playing, even if you win every now and then, because it's robbing you of joy. Look what it says here. The kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Now look, it says, and for joy. See, you're missing out on an opportunity to experience joy. Remember, joy is not fun, unless the fun itself is joy. The joy intermingled and intertwined with Jesus. He said, with joy. Again, some of you even go to the casino boats, you believers, Christians, and you go to the roulette table, or you pretty good in your own mind of playing blackjack and poker, et cetera, or the slot machine. You may not say, I only play the penny slot machine. And, you know, you probably, in a way, what is he talking about? Why are you talking about this? You tell me. It's sad that when we hear about the compromise in the body of Christ, we don't have enough in God that we're okay to stay away from the spiritual candy that the enemy has inflated, that it even has value with us. And yet we're in the kingdom of God. We're in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure. You know, the Bible tells us that our treasure, Jesus tells us that we should not invest our treasure in earthly stuff. He said, when we do that, our treasure will be accessible to be eaten up. He said, we are to make sure and ensure that our treasure is in heaven. We are to value the treasures in heaven above the so-called treasures here in the earth. I mean, praise God for the various conveniences. Listen to what it says in the 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 19. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. It says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And then Jesus makes a really huge statement. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And then I got a little note in my Bible. It says, and your money. Now, I'm not really talking about money, but I am talking about what do you really treasure. What you and I really treasure, we're going to spend everything we got to get more. or to obtain what we really, really, really want. I'm talking about, have you wasted it all? Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure. What do you really treasure, my brother? What do you really treasure, my sister? Is it really material things? You know, is it the car, that magical, that image-making automobile? Whether it's a Bentley or a Benz, a BMW, a Chevy, a Ford, a Chrysler. I mean, is it that house, you know, this luxurious house with all the amenities, all the plush furniture, you know, some of the latest bells and whistle toys, push button this, voice activated that. Or maybe it's jewelry, clothes, whatever it is, these earthly treasures. Jesus says, don't lay up on the earth treasure. He says, treasure those things that are above in the heavenly realm. This parable, it even contrasts. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found. Have you found that treasure yet? Have you discovered that treasure yet? Have you became aware in your journey, in your life's journey, of what that treasure is? He says, the which when a man hath found, he hideth. And for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth the whole field. Have you found that treasure yet? Have you discovered that treasure that is worth wasting everything for? You know, and actually that treasure is so close and so near. And yet we need to be aware of that treasure so that we can do everything we got to possess it and enjoy it, because this is the essence of where our true joy lies. Have you found that treasure yet? Have you discovered that treasure yet? Listen to what it says in the other Bibles. You know, I love to contrast the stuff with other things that potentially are going to help us so that we can appreciate the value of the Word of God. In the New International Version, it says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. In the Living Bible, it says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure a man discovered in a field. In his excitement, it uses the word excitement versus joy, he sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy that field and get the treasure too. In the New Revised Standard, it says it this way. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goeth and selleth all that he has and buys that field. In the Amplified Version, it says it this way, you know, probably quite similar. I mean, The kingdom of heaven is like something precious buried in a field, which a man found and hid again. Then in his joy he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. And again, they're all quite similar. My question is have you found that thing, that treasure, that significantly valuable commodity? Have you discovered the treasure that's so valuable that it's worth you spending everything you've got to possess it? When I look at this story, it's like someone, that walks across some property. And maybe it was one day they were taking a shortcut home and for whatever reason, maybe they were walking out in the country and just doing a power walk or something. And they came across something. And when they saw it from a distance, they went over to inspect it and they looked close and they saw, it was something valuable, but they also saw, this valuable, whatever it was. And they could appreciate, because sometimes you don't know what you're looking at. But I see this man walking and seeing this unbelievable, valuable piece of whatever it is. But also he noticed that whatever it was so vast. It was so large. Maybe it was gold in an area. And then as he continued to look at it, he saw the vein of this gold, this unbelievable treasure. It was so massive that he knew he could not just pick it up and take it with him. And because he saw the significance of and the value and the huge vein of this treasure, what he did was then he did what he could to hide it or to make sure that no one else could, let's say, discover it. And so he took great pains to go and hide this vein. And then once he left and he knew it was completely secure that no one else would just stumble upon it, as soon as he got home, he started to add up what he had, started to come to a place of understanding what kind of capital, what kind of monies, how he could borrow, and then he found out, he went and found out what the value of this, went and researched, went and talked to people about this land that was vacant and yet had this vein of wealth. Maybe he came across something, again, that no one else knew what the value. And many times you unless you really know the value of something, you don't know the worth and the significance. But this guy, he understood. And it's amazing how many folk don't really understand what real true worth and value is today, especially in the body of Christ. We have been so influenced by the world where we value things based upon the world's value system. There even some folk now will say that evil is good. That we got to value things according to the word of God. I'm talking about, have you wasted it all? But I see this guy, as he's gone and silently, discreetly, he's found out the value of this parcel of land. And so now, the next thing is trying to find out if he can buy it. And again, he, with discretion, he does what he can to keep real serious noise down because he doesn't want to create a stir because it could potentially cause folk to wonder what in the world does he see in this parcel of land that has been seemingly vacant. And then he goes and he sells everything he has. He goes and gets rid of everything, even of significance, because he understands that what he has is so insignificant when you compare it to the vein of wealth and the measure of abundance that this vein possesses in and upon this property and land. And so he wastes everything he has so that he could buy this. He understands that if he can buy this property, if he can get the owners to sell him this property, if he can purchase this property, this piece of land that has this vein of gold, this vein of silk, this vein of precious jewels, or maybe it's oil, or maybe it's just the land itself. But he understands that everything he possesses and all the stuff he has is insignificant. It's insignificant compared to what's in this land. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man had found, he hideth. And for joy, could you imagine coming upon some wealth that's embedded in a piece of property? And, you know, you could tell that this has been there for forever, and yet nobody has discovered it except you. Could you imagine the excitement? Could you imagine the joy, the unbelievable gladness, knowing that if you can just buy this land, even at an inflated price, and come up with the money to buy it at a, you know, real estate right now, it's, you know, we're still going through this market trend where even a property is, you can get prime property for, you know, unbelievable price right now, still today. Something that normally would go for $5,000 and some property, maybe for $3,000, for $4,000, but you can get quite a deal. But if you can find a property today, which you know yourself that is worth 100 times more than what it is marketed at because of what you discovered as you stumble upon the property and you saw something that no one else has seen. The kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure. Have you became aware of what the kingdom of heaven really is? You know, Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. It's not based upon physical stuff. And you know, it's important for us to be okay with that. In the 14th chapter, the book of Romans, it's for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. Righteousness is treasure, my brother. And peace. Peace is a treasure, my brother. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost is a treasure, my brother, my sister. Here, when you compare that to some of the best cuisine that you can get in one of the finest restaurants, some of the greatest tailored stuff. I mean, whether it's a Bentley, a Benz, a Ferrari, whatever. When you compare, and see, that's the thing of us appreciating the kingdom. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, says that the kingdom of God is not in what you can eat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We need to contrast the kingdom of heaven with earthly stuff. and the stuff that we have placed great value on. And in some cases, we're willing to barter our lives for, waste our lives for, and yet at the end of our lives, it, when you really value it, is worthless, has no value. I don't know if you're aware of it, but you know you can't take anything out of this world. You can't. The only thing you probably can take out of this world, I know you can really, are people. You can take people out of this world into the next world. You can take people with you as you go to heaven. When we start to look at some of the value of this stuff, look at what Paul tells us in Philippians, the third chapter, 7. He said, what things were gained to me, things of value, potentially, those I count loss for Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. See, Paul is saying, you know what? I've wasted it all for Christ, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, waste, garbage, refuse, that I may win Christ. Oh. So you're telling me, Paul here says, and this is one of the last epistles that he wrote. In fact, he wrote this one from jail. This is considered one of his happiest, or the happiest epistle that he ever wrote. And yet here, he's contrasted all the stuff that he has gained throughout his life. And far as he is concerned, there's nothing that he had up to this point that was worth comparing to the greatest prize and treasure that there is, and that's Christ Jesus the Lord. In your walk, in your life, my brother, in your life, my sister, have you discovered what the greatest treasure is? That vein of absolute abundance and wealth is found in a person. Have you come across this incredibly immeasurable, I mean, you can't put a price tag on Jesus. You can't put a value, a dollar sign on Jesus. Jesus' wealth, his worth is past finding out. Have you discovered this in your walk, in your life, where you came across the field of life? You treasure that's found in Christ Jesus. Have you discovered the very essence of person stuff?
We're going to take a music break and we'll be right back. Apostle, you back on the line?
I'm back on the line. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. You can continue to move forward.
Well, bless God. We need to hurry along, of course. I just want you tonight, I want you to just please, in your own heart of hearts, I want you to remember. I want you to take a journey back. Remember when you first got saved, my brother. Remember when you first got saved, my sister. Do you remember how significant Jesus was? I realize the hustle and the bustle of life. the things that seem to have become significant and important. You know, and I'm not trying to minimize necessarily how important those things are. But when you compare them to the greatest treasure that there is, actually the greatest treasure that you have, there's nothing that compares to Jesus. Jesus is worth all of us wasting it all. You know, the gamblers that go to the boat, to the casinos, to the gambling places. You know, Las Vegas is built upon a delusion. And yet that delusion is worth, my God, millions and millions of dollars. But it's based upon an idea of chance. When you start to compare chance versus Jesus, there is no comparison. I want you to remember, I want you to think about it. I want you to count the cost tonight. I want you to value. I want you to look at. I want you to estimate. I want you to calculate. Have you wasted it all? Have you given it all? Have you poured everything you have into this treasure, purchasing, holding this treasure, making sure and ensuring that you own it? It requires great sacrifice, even as the parable talks about. It requires that we value appropriately the Lord himself. Paul said, you know what? Everything is based upon winning Christ. He said that he is not going to be moved by, you know, some past successes or past failures. He said, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, in the last part of the 8th verse. That's very long. In Revelation, the 3rd chapter, we see Jesus here talking to the Apostle John. Verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philippi write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Well, I guess you won't deny his name if you know the significance, if you are aware of the value of the treasure that Jesus is. Finally, let's go to John, the 17th chapter. John 17. Verse 1, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended or made to stumble. I'm reading from the wrong chapter, verse 17. That's where I should be starting. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Jesus is, of course, talking to his Father. And there he's referring to himself, how the Father has given him the power, the authority over all flesh. And that Jesus himself is the giver of eternal life to many as he giveth. Verse 3, And this is life eternal, or eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The essence of what's most significant, the essence of what we are to be wasting our lives for, not on lottery tickets, not on the game of chance, not on us climbing whatever obstacles of success. And I realize there's a great emphasis today on being a success. You probably heard the story about George. George had done all the right things. He graduated from the right college. And then he went to grad school. And he got the right second degree. And because of his excellence in school, he was drafted or recruited by one of the Fortune 500 companies. And as George integrated into the company and into all of the protocol of the company, it became an opportunity for him to advance quickly. However, in order for him to advance quickly, George had to play the game of the world, which meant that George had to lie, cheat. He had to stab people in the back so that he could climb the ladder of success. And, you know, George was good and game for that. And George put on his blinders. And, you know, he made his goal, his mind up, established his goal. And if you were able to watch George from a distance, he took no prisoners. George worked night and day, literally, for years. And he climbed the wall of success. And after many years of sacrificing, he literally paid the price. And after he finally got up on the top of this wall of success, and he finally took a moment to look around, George realized after he looked around that he had climbed up the wrong wall. Because he valued something inappropriately. He really didn't know what he was doing. He got caught up in the rat race, the world way of doing things. We do have to be careful about success. Paul said, it's about winning Christ, winning the anointing and his anointing. It's about not denying his name daily. I can't fast forward into the future and not deny his name. No, it's a daily, moment by moment decision. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that findeth a treasure in a field. Have you found that treasure yet? Have you been willing to waste everything you got to get that treasure, to maintain, to secure that treasure, so you can buy the whole field and now possess the greatest treasure that there is? I pray tonight that as you reconsider your pursuit for success, that you weigh your pursuit and especially look at what you're looking for. You don't want to be like George, and after you're successful and you finally get a chance to take a deep breath and you look around and you find out that you climbed the wall of success, and yet it was the wrong wall. We need to know what we are reaching for. You need to know what the treasure is. And then we ought to be willing to waste everything we got. We ought to be willing to risk everything we got. We ought to be willing to sow everything we got into that treasure. It's upon us. It's upon you, and it's upon me, my brother, my sister, to really allow the Holy Spirit to help us to truly value the absolute treasure of heaven. He has a name. His name is Jesus. Don't you remember what it was like when you first got born again? Oh, so much joy, so much excitement, so much heavenly fun. Oh, such a time. And yet that's available. It's just a matter of wasting all that we have now. Daily. It's all about giving everything we have to the Lord. Is that what you're doing, my brother? Is that what you're doing, my sister? Is it with all of your heart, mind, soul, and body? Is that the measure of your love? Daily. That's what God is looking for. That's what he wants. At the end of the day, we ought to be wasted. We ought to have given everything we have for the kingdom, for the treasure, so that we can be like Paul and win Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this evening, even for this discussion, this broadcast, this talk. And Lord Jesus, you're the best that there is. Lord, where we've missed it, where we've come short of your glory, where we have inflated the world and the world system, and where we've deflated you, and we have not fully valued you and esteemed you the very essence of the treasure. You're the treasure that we're all looking for. Our hearts have been looking for you. Lord, where we have allowed something else to replace you, where you're not our first love, Lord, forgive us tonight. Forgive us right now, Lord. We repent of allowing something else to be our first love, our first treasure. Lord, forgive us, cleanse us, wash us, purge us in your blood, Christ Jesus. Father, restore the joy of our salvation. Lord, help us to see again you, Christ Jesus, as the treasure of treasures, the treasure of treasuries, the very essence of what life is. You, Jesus, you are eternal life. You are life eternal. Knowing you, Lord, answers every question, solves every problem, for you are the eternal treasure of heaven. For those that don't know you under the sound of my voice, Father, I pray that you would, by the Holy Spirit, that you would make the treasure of heaven known to those under the sound of my voice. Dear brother, dear sister, I present to you the treasure of heaven, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord of glory. He's the one that became our sin offering. He's the one that took the punishment. He's the one that became the sacrifice. Receive him as your Lord and Savior now, repeating after me, Heavenly Father, I believe the Bible, the gospel. I believe your word. Jesus died on the cross according to the Bible. He died for my sins. And Father, according to the Bible, you raised him from the dead. Lord God Almighty, I receive Jesus afresh into my heart of hearts as King and Lord, as Master and Deliverer. Save me now, Lord. Make me one of your children by the Holy Spirit. Birth me into the kingdom of God. By faith, I receive you, Jesus. By faith, I am now born again. I am a child of God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for receiving me and for welcoming me into the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you for embracing me now with your love. For I am born again. Now, I'm saved. I believe that you, Jesus, was raised from the dead according to the Bible. Therefore, I am born again and saved. Father, I pray that you would fill my brother, fill my sister with the power that raised you, Jesus, from the dead. Cause the glory of God to fall upon those under the sound of my voice. Lord, we trust you and thank you now for deliverance. We praise and bless you now for filling my brother, my sister, the newborn, with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, move mightily and unveil by revelation the treasure of heaven, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. And glory to Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Apostle, enjoyed the word as usual. Glory to God. And I thank God for your faithfulness and for using you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Father. If you have said the prayer for salvation, you can contact us at www.kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com and let us know. We'd like to pray for you. If you do not have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible and to stand in the faith fight with you. Glory be to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And at this time, I'm going to open up the line. So is anyone on the phone lines that have a quick prayer request or a comment, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you,
Father God. We just bless your holy name. We just thank you. I thank you for the man of God. I plead the blood of Jesus over my apostle. I thank you that no weapon formed against him, his family, or the ministry shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of backlash or retaliation that may try to come forth because of the word that went forth tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your warring angels that's warned on his behalf in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge upon the man of God, and that the eyes of his understanding is open even the more. He would truly know the hope of his call and his inheritance in the saints of God. I pray right now that for his family and for the ministry, that every need, any overseer shall be supplied in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just pray for a miracle. Cease, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Only that you can do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that I feel this prayer, and I feel the word that will fall tonight in your blood, Father. Thank you, Father God. You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, amen, and glory to God.
Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God. Apostle, if you have a last comment.
Well, just bless God again, as usual. I bless God for the opportunity to share on the first Tuesday of this month. We are so encouraged and blessed to be a part of this, and we just bless God. We just pray God's success, that His success will continue to abound in Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International. And we pray the blessing of God upon the founders, the Docs, and the Docs family, and all those supporters. We pray God's blessing upon every person, every partner, every supporter. We pray God's blessing would abound to your accounts. That's my prayer, my desire. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And actually, yes, I just plead the blood of Jesus over Prophet Teresa and over the dental work that she has done today, Father God. I pray that you will be no pain, Father God.
Yes,
I pray that she will have all the finances that she needs for her dental work in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I pray
in
for
the name
favor,
of Jesus.
God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just pray right now,
Jesus.
Father God, that
right
by your
now,
spirit,
Lord.
You, Holy Spirit, just
divide
her gum today. She had a disease procedure done today in Jesus'
Lord
name.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, that she is covered
God.
In your blood, and she prepared the child from Detroit
blood.
Back in the animal,
yes,
Father God.
God. Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Lord
God,
that she will not be
yes,
at
Lord.
The right place at the wrong time. I've had an accident, an incident
we
in the name of
her.
Jesus. We come against
we
swelling on
her
face and her jaw in the
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus. And we just pray the
with
peace
the
of God
Jesus.
To continue to be upon
yes,
the woman
God.
Of God and her husband,
yes,
Brother Quentin
yes,
Doctor, the name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We
yes,
just thank
God.
You for the woman of God and all that you are doing in her life, glory.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Again,
praise
Apostle,
God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Glory to God.
I love you all. I appreciate you all, too. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And I truly miss my church home. But God is going to make a way. Actually, I have one of my friends call me that I used to be her supervisor at the bank, just a testimony. And she asked me about what church I go to. And I told her. And actually, August the 31st, I moved into my own place.
Okay.
And it was just closer. And she said, when you move into your place, I'm going to come and get you and take you to church. I said, my church matter. She said, it don't matter. I want to go to church, me and my daughter, and I'm going to take you to your church. So I say, glory to God. You always.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Yes, Apostle. I am ecstatic. Okay. I'll be moving in my own place, getting my keys on August 31st. And it's closer east, right off the expressway, where I will be able to make it to the house of the Lord with my church family.
Well, again, we're looking forward to that, and that's a praise report.
And thank you, Lord.
We're so thrilled, and I'm so glad. I mean, the joy that you're feeling is, to me, is like, you know, that treasure.
Yes.
You possessing more of that treasure.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. It's been 5 years since I've been in my own place by myself. And
Louise.
I thank God. Okay. I just thank God. And the girl was renting the place for 8-something. And she said, for you, I would rent it for 6-something. I just want the money back for the mortgage and the HOH fees. So it was a condo.
Okay.
So I said, and it got a patio. I said, I want a patio, God, so I can barbecue. He got a pool so I can do my exercise in the water.
Okay.
I said, God, you know I want a barbecue. I'm going to knock on the patio. Glory to God.
Lord Jesus,
so God gets all the glory. Thank you,
Jesus.
That would have me a Jesus party. Like, what's a Jesus party? When you walk in the door, you got to say, Jesus,
hallelujah. Oh, well, woman of God,
glory to God.
Is awesome. I am so excited and thrilled for you. And I don't know even the half of it, I mean, as far as the excitement and the joy that you're feeling. I'm just thrilled in knowing that you wasted all you have so that you can possess more of that treasure, and so
thank you.
Thrilling and exciting for me for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. So everyone is called in. Everyone on the internet, we love you. We thank God for you.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Bless and
yes.
You continue
Hallelujah.
To have a blessed evening. And good night.
Hallelujah. Good night. God bless. We love you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Love you, too.